40 years ago, Lauren Russell discovered a kind of flightless flea while doing graduate research at Oregon State University. Actually, Russell can't claim full discovery rights. There was this undergrad, but what do they know?
So you're the first person to identify it as part of your thesis?
I'm the second person to actually look it in its face because I was showing the sample to an undergraduate that wandered through, and I said, hey, look at this one. I thought it was something entirely different. And he said, no, it doesn't have that. I looked at it. Oh, well. Most people at that point say, eh, and go on, and I kept it.
So it's pretty great to find a new anything on the planet, but it's not like discovering penicillin or a cure for cancer. Russell knew there wouldn't be much buzz around this insect.
There's a genus Carinus. They are related to something that's sometimes called snow scorpion flies, but they are so obscure, you just have to be into Carinus to enjoy them. They're tiny little guys, are about the size of fleas. They hop like fleas, and some of them probably evolved into fleas.
Do they have a common name?
In Oregon, we call it the Oregon funny bug.
After earning his PhD, Russell became a scientist for the Environmental Protection Agency, and as many a grad student has done, left his thesis and the funny bug behind him. He believed that the funny bug only inhabited the so-called fog belt from the Middle Coast Range in Oregon to the Olympic Peninsula. But then, on a vacation to Alaska in May 2017, Russell takes a stroll through Sitka National Historical Park, where we're standing now, and easily finds a funny bug. And by doing so, Russell has just joined the ongoing academic debate over how humans migrated to North America. The funny bug contributes to the mounting evidence that along the coast during the Ice Age, there were many places that had no ice. Remember, the funny bug doesn't fly. It doesn't move around much. It's a vegetarian. Its presence in Sitka is a big question mark.
Some of these insects had to survive in place. Something with wings, something that rides on another organism, could recolonize this region. But a little forest critter without wings almost had to have a place to bite it out.
But it's not just Sitka. Carinus dectes has also been identified in Vancouver and on Prince of Wales Island. Russell lent his expertise to that survey about 5 years ago. Actually, it's not a pure lucky stroke that Russell found the funny bug in Sitka. He was acting on a solid hunch.
Why do you suppose nobody's identified it here before you?
You have to look. The odd thing is, this is an insect that's relatively common. It's hiding in plain sight. There are reasons why entomologists don't typically have the luxury to just go out and survey. They tend to chase something for some reason. And most entomologists don't do much in the winter, which is the primary period these are active, and further south. Here, you have to go in the rainforest, and you have to look, in my case, look at the host plants. These are liverworts growing on tree trunks. If I look, I can usually find them.
Russell was also planning to look in Ketchikan on his return trip home. He's contributing his samples to researchers back at OSU who are using DNA analysis, a technique undiscovered when Russell first found the funny bug, to identify what might be discrete species of the insect. What's next for Russell? Looking even farther afield for the funny bug, of course.
So I think this genus or something very similar could very easily be in the Asian side of that arc.
And reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
Getting a little network of people will be able to look.